The vampire you seduced demands the truth. Written by Not Really Anon. Their donation link, should they have them, will be listed down below. Nah, good evening, my dear. I trust my hypnosis let you sleep peacefully through the morning, even with the ropes I put on you. Aw, don't look so surprised, my dear. It was the least I could do for you. After what you were planning to do to me last night. Still playing innocent, are we? Well, I suppose I can't blame you given your situation. But I'm afraid your youthful charms won't work on me a second time, my dear. Or would you prefer I call you my hunter? Looking for this? I don't believe I've ever even seen a hunter steak like this. Small and concealable. But still strong and sharp enough to end my life quite easily if it found my heart. Unfortunately, though, it's not nearly as sharp as my claws. Oh, you can draw the facade of ignorance, little hunter. The fact that you carry this sort of weapon with you means you know exactly what I am. I've never heard of a vampire hunter seducing their mark as a way to get close to them. I give you full marks for originality, but unfortunately, you did lack the resolve to take the opportunity once I was entranced by you. Perhaps you were just too tired after our night together. I remember everything from last night, you know. How soft your touch felt on my skin in the ballroom. How delicious your lips tasted against mine as I kissed you. And, of course, how you nestled so perfectly into my chest after what I thought was love. Making. And yet, I suppose it may have been an act. All those charming smiles, all those compliments, all that passion I thought I felt, all just a ploy to get me to lower my guard. No, be silent if I hear one more lie or deception out of you. I will end your existence right here and now. Do not test me, Hunter. The only reason you are so unharmed is because, despite the fact that you tried to kill me, last night was still the most fabulous night of my life since I became a vampire. And every second I spent with you filled me with a warmth I haven't felt in centuries. Truthfully, if you had ended up killing me as we cuddled, I may have been content to have died with a handsome, kind young man in my arms, holding his head against my large bosom, listening to his slow breathing, feeling him so content and happy to be cuddled within my embrace. So, well, I'm sure you are a very practiced liar. It is my belief that even the best deceptions have some truth to them. The only question is, how much? Tell me, my dear, how much of last night was real? That was not a request. I don't care how ashamed or afraid you are to answer. I can promise your punishment will only be worse if you say nothing. So tell me, my dear, tell me. Everything after the kiss. Really? If you were going to tell me a lie, you should have made it a more believable one. The steak? I found it under the bed after you fell asleep. What does that have to do with anything? You tried hiding it, so you weren't planning on using it. So, you just expect me to believe that after one little kiss, you would fall for me to the point of abandoning your mission? The best kiss you've ever had. Oh, stop. Be silent. I told you. You're youthful, cute. Very endearing charms will not work on me. Just be silent. You know what? There is a far easier way for me to get the truth out of you. Look into my eyes, human. not resist. There is no point. Just look into my eyes. Fall under my trance. And tell me, was the passion I felt last night genuine? Did you truly enjoy making love to me, even though you knew what I was? If that is true, then do you care about me? Do you care about me as I care about you? Do you love me? You do? Even though I am a vampire, you still managed to fall for me just from that kiss? Then I shall give you one final test. Kiss me. Kiss me, my dear. Please, kiss me as if you love me. Perhaps a few more. And some more. Why? Give me more of your kisses. My love. You love me yourself, my dear. Can you? Can you say it without me forcing you? Good boy. Because I love you too. That settles it then. You will become mine forever, my love. No, not simply as food, my lover, my companion, my thrall. I shall make you my thrall. I will make you incapable of betraying my love for you ever again. You will become unable to live without my love. Of course, you have no choice, my dear. You can become my lover, or you can become my dinner. It's entirely up to you. Good choice. Besides, even if you act like you're scared, I know you are enjoying yourself. Hmm. I noticed your blood flooding to your waist the moment I first kissed you. You naughty boy. What would your fellow vampire hunters say if they saw such a disgraceful thing? There you are. You might be even harder than last night. How about it though, my dear? Care to go for another more honest round? Very good. You're going to be so good for me, aren't you? No, I don't intend to free you first. This is your punishment for deceiving me. You are going to lie there, bound and helpless, and let me have my way with this gorgeous hot cock. Last night, I was only able to experience the part of you that was trying to trick me, my dear. But tonight, my love, I'm going to take all of you for myself. Yes, just lay back and enjoy. My love. Let me suck. And taste. And devour your heat and hardness. No. Still trying to hold back your moans and whimpers, are we? Well. Don't moan for me, my love. Whimper for me. Cry out in pleasure for the woman who you belong to. Watch my soft, warm lips sucking you. Look into my eyes. Let me see you surrendering to my pleasure. Oh, that's better. That's a very good boy. That's my good boy. Mm. That was a very loud moan. Do you like the way my fangs rub along the sides of your cock, my love? So nice feeling you slide against my sensitive fangs. It gives me such a desire to suck you harder. Empty your balls. Drain you dry. Taste you flowing into my mouth. Just a taste of your hot, thick pre-cum. It's making me so hungry. And I can tell you're so eager to give it to me, aren't you? You want to let me swallow all of your semen. No, that's not even it. You want me to take it from you, isn't it, my love? So why don't I try something else? Let's just send you exploding over the edge. That's it. Feel yourself getting squeezed by my cleavage, my love, smothered inside my soft, voluptuous chest. Ah, look at you now, so entranced and desperate for me to keep bouncing my boobs around your cock. This look suits you much better. Tell me, how does it feel to be stroked by a vampire's cleavage? How do my cold, bloodless breasts feel around your hot cock? Oh, such an honest boy for me. Good boy. Yes. Let yourself feel true pleasure for me. Get lost in the soft, overwhelming sensations of my cleavage. Feel my breath sliding so tightly around you. Keep letting out that stream of pre-cum into my lips. And look into my eyes. And let me see you drowning in pleasure. There's so much blood in your cock now, my love. You must be so close to coming for me. Should I let you come? I wonder if it may be more fitting to etch you as further punishment for your lies. No. You want to come, you need to come. Well then, my dear. Tell me, who is the woman you love? Who is the vampire that owns your heart? No. Good boy. And will you ever betray my love? Ever again? Will you ever try to betray me or run from me or harm me? No, that's a very good boy. And finally, will you become my thrall? If you need to become my thrall, say it. Say you'll be mine. Say it, my love. No, there you are. That's my very good boy. Then be a good little thrall for me. Thank you. I can't get enough of you. My good boy. Oh, entranced and submissive and vulnerable. Ready to be trained, ready to be mine. I know, my thrall, I know you feel weak right now, but I promise it will be all right after your body adjusts to my influence. You are mine now, my love, mind, body, and soul. Oh, mine, and you will be mine to love now and forever. my, what's this? Getting erect again from having your blood drain. Disc, disc, disc. You're a failure as a vampire hunter, my dear. But you'll make a wonderful thrall for your new mistress, my lovely boy. You feel how wet your mistress is for you, little thrall. You feel how my juices drip onto you as my hips rub against you. That's it. Squirm for me as I tease you with my entrance. You want to be inside me so badly, don't you? Beg for it, my little thrall. Beg, mistress, to pleasure you. Beg, mistress, to make love to you. Oh, such a needy, desperate little thrall. Such a good boy for mistress. Yes. Yes, my dear. I forgot how perfectly your young cock fit inside me. Warm in my close, coldest, deepest part. Don't just lay there while I ride you. Your arms may be restrained, but your mouth is free. It's so close to my breasts. Suck them. Now. Worship them while I pleasure us both. Oh, you're the perfect little thrall, aren't you? My love. So eager to please me. So desperate for my affection. And you feel so good when your teeth graze my nipple. When your cock pulses inside me. When you moan in ecstasy for me, oh, how it makes me feel so alive. My love, look up at me, look up at mistress. Oh, you are mine, my love. I will never let you go. I will never let you be hurt. I'll never let you die. You are mine, my love. Mine to enjoy. Mine to savor. Mine to pleasure. Mine to love for all eternity. You love being mine, don't you, my love? Being obsessed with pleasing me, being trapped by my love for you. It's okay, my love. It's okay. I love it too. It turns me on so much, feeling your blood pump faster and faster and faster and faster under me, against me, inside me as I ride you. Oh, more and more, let your heart beat faster for me, my thrall. Let your body grow harder for me as well. My thrall, fall deeper in love with me, my thrall. I need more of you. I need more of your blood. I need more of your love. I need more of your cum. Can't you feel how I clench around you? How my womanhood sucks so hard around your cum? As if it wishes to suck all the semen out of it. You suck harder too, my love. Come on. Really let mistress feel how much you love her body. How much you need her body. Oh, good boy. Suck even harder for me. Yes. Get even harder inside of me. Give mistress all the love you hide from her. Even having been drained of so much blood, you're still so lively and getting even harder still. I suppose your vampire training did amount to something after all. You're so good, my lovely thrall. So good, so perfect, so wonderful, so adorable, so mine. So mine. But it's not enough. It's nowhere near enough pleasurable. Enough. Not enough. It's not enough love. I need more of it. I need more of you. And you are going to give it to me. Come here. On top of me. Fuck me, my love. Fuck me until your hips give out. Fuck me until you can no longer come. Fuck me now. Exactly what I need. Your hot, pulsing, blood-filled cock pounding so deeply into me. Lay closer on me, my love. Let me lock my legs around your hips so that I may ensure you cannot pull out of me until you give me all of your cum. But I already know that won't be a problem anymore. You're thrusting your hips with such passion and lust. You can't think about anything but fucking me. Pleasing me. Loving me. Good boy. Such a good boy. I'm so proud of you, my love. I love you too. Mistress loves you so much. And if Mistress' kisses make you love her more, then I shall kiss you for all eternity, my lovely little thrall. Close, my lovely little thrall. You can't hold yourself back from filling me with your cum. It's okay. You have mistress's permission. No, mistress's demand. Mistress demands you come. Come for me now, my little thrall. Warm my womb with your semen. Give all your cum to mistress. And your neck. Show it to me. Bear it to me. Now, come with me. Come. 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 It's all right. I've got you. Mistress is here for you, my thrall. Mistress has you. No, look at my little thrall. All drained and tired after giving mistress so much cum and blood. No, come here, my lovely thrall. Rest your head between my cleavage. That's right, nestle and deep. Mistress will hold you until you can get your rest. Yes, my good boy. Such a cute little thrall, cuddled and held in my embrace, softly breathing the scent of my breath, still leaking out a few last drops of semen into me. You did so good for me, my love. I don't think I've ever been this warm in forever. Even before I became a vampire. It feels so fulfilling to be full of my thrall's warmth in me. And doesn't it feel so good for you too, To know that mistress is proud of you. To know that mistress loves you. Surely is far more gratifying than your past life as a vampire hunter, my dear. Never again. Never again will you be endangered by hunting other vampires or monsters. Instead, you will stay here with me forever and fill me with your warmth every night. But I promise you will savor every drop I take from you, just as I will promise your love for me will never waver. My dear, my thrall, my good boy, my love, you have no idea how much your mistress loves you. How deep my love for you goes. I will always love you, my love. I will always cherish your love for me. And I will always, always make sure you feel loved. Sleep well. My lovely thrall, sleep for your mistress, and know that as you sleep, I will be here, watching you, holding you, loving you. Sweet dreams, my love.